Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Well, Mother's Day is this weekend.
Yeah, it is.
I'm already scheduled my mother to receive some profanity for Mother's Day.
Yeah,
an early gift for being my mom. Hot Wings, you had your mom drive across the state to go to a fifth grade choir show. So that's
a nice
Mother's Day present.
Yeah, well, I mean, I took her to lunch.
Someplace nice.
Yeah, someplace nice.
Was it a burger wrapped in wax paper?
It was fish and chips and some bad wine.
Oh, Long John Silver's.
Yeah, that's exactly where we went.
Hold on. Steve? I don't know what I was thinking, but it's Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh,
we need...
Well, you couldn't be more than five.
We need this.
You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes. Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file. Well, you're so ugly, your ears stick out to get away from your face. Well, your mama is so...
Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this.
I mean, you know, the general bullying was okay, but once you get into moms, that ain't cool.
Mother, you wouldn't be here. But remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
That's right.
Now dance.
In the 80s, 40 years ago. A man named Mr. Tate T was in charge of motherhood. He wore lots of jewelry, had a mohawk, and used to be a bouncer in Chicago.
Mother.
He found the three sexiest women on earth to sing a song about moms with him. And this was the birth of R&B.
There is no other like mother, so treat her right.
The shortest camouflage shorts possible.
They're really tight.
I mean that's as short as my basketball shorts were in eighth grade when the dingus popped out.
Remember when he seemed like the biggest, most jacked guy in the world? And you look at him carefully now and you go, I think my son has friends that are as big as him.
He's not that much bigger than the women.
I mean, he's in good shape.
I remember
it wasn't like he's small, but he's not like John Cena.
Well, I remember when he wrestled in WrestleMania 2, I think it was, when he was a tag team partner with Hulk Hogan. And Hulk Hogan is big, but even next to like Roddy Piper and Bob Orton, it's like, oh, Mr. T's kind of little. I mean, he's bigger than me and beat my face in.
He wasn't that big.
Well, okay, so Mother's Day is this week. Steve, what are you getting your mom? Some Mastacoli?
I don't know if that's a thing.
Some moots?
Fresh moots? Yeah, we sent my mom flowers.
Like from Annette or from you? Like, who did the work?
Like spaghetti flowers?
We, as a combined unit, sent her some flowers.
I believe Annette was
the one that hit send.
Okay. That's a little soft.
Yeah.
Kelly?
Yep. I like to
curate. Did Annette send your mom some flowers?
I like to curate a personal package for my mom.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I get some
so does your dad.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. That's why they got five kids. So many personal packages. So I always send her like coffee and then like she loves socks and like cozy stuff and slippers and things like that. So I'll try and find something that screams like mom and Michigan because she loves kitschy little Michigan things.
She does.
Yeah. And they're building a house right now, which is really exciting. So I can send them something cool for the new house.
Maitland has a collection of It's Wine O'Clock Somewhere mitten stuff that she'd be happy to move on to you.
Yeah. I think I got them from my mom.
So. Right.
Yeah, from one mother to another.
Yeah.
All right, so finish the sentence. I hope my mother has a great Mother's Day in spite of blank. Okay. What is the thing? Ooh, my mother. I hope my mother has a great Mother's Day in spite of the fact that I did not yet tell her I am divorced.
Wait, you didn't tell her you're divorced?
So
I
you're
mean, gonna, I, wait, I hope you, she at least knew it was coming.
I think like, she knows it's coming.
Are you going to tell her on Mother's Day? Because
hey, I just wanted to let you know it's finalized.
Yeah, you could wait. There's Monday.
Maybe she's going to be happy.
I mean, she maybe. Might. Yeah, maybe. Well, I doubt that they would have texted though, because yeah. they would have said, "My mom is going to have a great Mother's Day."
Yeah, they didn't say in spite.
Yeah.
This one, I hope my mom has a great Mother's Day despite the Joker card I got her that, when opened, has a loud baby crying that doesn't stop for 3 hours. If you try to break it open to make it stop, you get covered in confetti.
Worth it.
Oh, man.
That's so messed up, okay. but also I, very yeah, funny.
That's excellent.
Oh, me. Why did I answer that Mother's Day question? Because my whole family sucks. Eli from Tennessee.
Eli!
Eli!
Your family sucks.
1-800-947-3979. My mom shares her birthday with the exact same time that the bombing of Pearl Harbor started. So she's always been a little bitchy because of it. Hope she has a good Mother's Day.
What?
Wait,
so all right, so yeah, so... So,
you think
wait,
your mom's so, been a little bitchy because she was born while the Japanese were bombing Pearl Harbor?
So your mom's like 82 and she's still a little bent?
I don't think that's how it works.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, it was a somber time in America. Maybe yeah. she felt that as a fetus and a newborn. I mean, I don't know.
Just to say she's always been a little bitchy because...
because of Pearl Harbor?
I posted this on Facebook. Thinking, like, we'll get some funny responses on there. A lot of dead moms on Facebook.
Boy, if we it's funny because for Mother's Day, the moms are dead. For Father's Day, they'll be dead beats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, fill in the blank. You know, I hope my mom's got a good has a good Mother's Day, despite the fact that she blank. And now so many is dead. Ooh. She's dead. She's in heaven.
Yeah.
She's in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to delete that now.
To get away from you.
It gets a little dark. I'm noticing the same trend via text, Kelly.
Okay.
I hope she has a great Mother's Day in spite the fact that she has a child she never told me or my brothers about. We know, but we can't bring it up to her.
Whoa.
Why not?
Why can't she, you bring it up?
Does she know that you know?
I guess not.
What if she does and
maybe
they're just
she
like,
does,
this is
yeah.
a wonderful stalemate. Yeah. Mm. I hope my mother has a great Mother's Day, despite the fact that she is bat bleep crazy and I haven't talked to her in 20 years. Mm. Well, I guess this counts as a card.
Oh,
I hope my
I
mom.
I bet you're lying. I bet you don't care if she has a nice Mother's Day.
I hope my mom has a good Mother's Day, despite the fact that all three of her adult children still live with her and one of them refuses to work.
I don't think she's going to have a great Mother's Day. I don't think she has any great days.
No.
No, probably not.
I don't know if any of us kids are going to be with my mom on Mother's Day.
That might be the greatest gift of all for
I
her.
I know. And actually, I really like that trend on Mother's Day lately that you moms are like, all right, bye. Because probably on Mother's Day, that's the one thing my mom didn't want was all of us giving her a bunch of junk we made. She's probably like, just go away.
Yeah, there's an age where eventually that wears off. And I think once all of your kids are in their 30s and 40s, you no longer want trinkets they made in homeroom.
But it says Michigan
probably
on
not.
It.
I made this for you, Mom.
From Nashville. I hope my mom has a great Mother's Day in spite of the fact that I'm waiting to tell her I dropped out of med school on Sunday.
Why are you waiting until Mother's Day to tell
her? Yeah, why'd you pick that day? Well, I guess if they're, you know, well, it's the first time I'm going to see Mom face-to-face, and I'd rather do it that way. FaceTime ahead of time.
I get to give my mom an urn for Mother's Day since she passed in March this year.
Oh, that's nice. I hope your mother enjoys her new urn.
Her new home.
Well, right now she's probably just sitting in a little plastic bag.
Yeah, I bet you always dreamed of buying your mom a new house. You ever do that when you were a kid? When I get older, I'm going to send you all to Hawaii and build you a house with fireplaces in every room. That was a dream I had.
I can afford that if they're dead, maybe. Bring them there. Just dump them out somewhere. Now you live here.
Just ship them.
Yeah. Put her into a snail shell.
I hope my mother has a nice, Mother's. I hope my mother has a nice Mother's Day despite it being my birthday. I win. My day came first. She's only a mom because of me. Happy birthday.
Wow.
Why, I really hate sharing my birthday with Mother's Day.
Well, technically, your mom did all the work on your birthday to get you here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, really, she's the real hero. Yeah. I hate to tell you, but all you did was survive childbirth.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. When it comes to birthing,
yeah. The doctors did everything.
Your mom did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't do squat.
I hope my mom has a great Mother's Day in spite of the fact that she's been diagnosed by two doctors with bipolar and borderline personality disorder. She also doesn't take her medication. Does, however, take alcohol, addicted to pills, broke into my home, stole my liquor, called my ex claiming I'm a drug addict, and unfit to be a parent, and is the reason my ex filed for full custody twice. Don't worry, still 50-50. Thanks, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Just $30,000 in attorney fees.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I hope all of her enjoys the day.
Oh, this one's good. I hope my mom has a good Mother's Day in spite of the fact that I flashed her when I got my nipples pierced. The shock on her face was totally worth it.
Was that recently?
I don't know.
Are you waiting for Mother's Day to do that?
Send pics, Sarah. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
How do those dumbbells look?
This one is great. Someone sent this in from West Michigan. My son filled out this recipe for a loving mom when he was 8. It remains the best thing I've ever seen. Recipe for loving. 1 tablespoon of love. 2 tablespoons of tucking me up, but the T definitely looks like an F. And she said it's
mashed up. Don't get out of line in that house.
Tucking me in and covering me up to get tucking me up. But you know how kids write.
Yeah.
1 tablespoon of fun, 1 tablespoon of caring, 1 tablespoon of cooking, a pinch of cleaning, and a sprinkle of hearts. But tucking me up is all I can see on that one.
Uh-huh.
1 tablespoon of effing me up.
Really, what? Really bat me around a little.
Yeah, put me in my place.
Kicking my ass.
Let's see. I hope my mom had a good Mother's Day, even though she has told me she wished I died instead of my brother. Take a guess at who didn't pre-read the end of that one.
Well, wow. Yeah, well, his brother was better.
It seems like his mom's going to have a fine day if she had no issue saying that to you.
Yeah.
You're the one. I hope you have a good day. I feel bad for you, sir.
Well, but we don't know the context. It might have been hilarious.
This is not like those memes that talk about, you know, you're a super strong mama who does everything, mama bear for the family. A lot of these seems like the other kind of moms, like this one. I hope my mother has a good Mother's Day, even though she cheated on my father and used the excuse that he drank too much. But now with someone that drinks more and she took $70,000 out of his 401k and is blowing it on booze for her boyfriend.
Yikes.
That would be a nice Mother's
Day.
Yeah,
I mean, I thought most of these would be like, I hope she has a good day in spite of the fact that I wrecked her car in a demolition derby.
That's what I was
thinking.
You
know, rather than, I hope she has a good day even though she sucks. Yeah, a lot of sucky moms this weekend.
Listen to this one. I hope my mom has a good Mother's Day, even though she gave me for a gift for my birthday 1 year. It was a free ticket to Cedar Point, the amusement park, hand-drawn with Sharpie on a piece of trash. Spoiler alert, we never went to Cedar Point. That almost seems like she was telling you to bleep off.
A bad IOU ticket to something that's never going to happen.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom, despite the fact that she swallowed all my siblings and put me up for adoption.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
At least you get to hear her dulcet tones.
Yeah.
This is the kind of dark I'm here for. This is way better than she's dead. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, geez. That one's the wrong kind of dark.
What kind of dark is that?
Dark, dark.
No.
But are you sure there's not like a hilarious lining to it?
Do you want to try it?
Yeah.
Do you want the challenge?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll accept the challenge. Yeah,
you spin this
based
hot
on
wings.
Somebody's pain.
I hope
we're gonna point to you when it's your turn to jump in.
All right.
Okay. So I'm gonna read this one that's dark.
Okay.
All right. You're gonna try to spin this into something.
Okay, I'll try. I love this. No guarantee.
I mean, I'm on record saying I don't think this is a good idea.
I think it's going to work.
Here I am charging forward now.
Okay, all right.
I hope my mom has a great Mother's Day, despite the fact that both her parents died in the last 2 weeks.
Hot wings.
And now she doesn't have to worry about buying a Mother's Day gift for her ma. So the pressure's off.
And Father's Day.
And
forget
Father's
about
Day,
that.
Too.
Yeah.
Two days where the pressure's
right
off.
Right around the corner.
Somebody's summer is clearing up on the weekend.
Yeah.
Plus, orphans are cool.
Somebody doesn't have to. So now, from now on, she doesn't have to worry about getting calls, lamenting how she never calls enough.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.